Did you catch yourself doing the weather, like, in Mexico all of a sudden?
Yeah, exactly.
You'd just be like, hey, by the way, it's 85 degrees right now by pool.
I just lost myself in this weather.
It's all right.
Listen, I can't believe it.
Well, I think what hurt you is that you were listening to Tony Johnston and I talk about Shelbyville Rams sports.
That was in my head. I was sitting there. These guys are on the phone for 3 minutes. We're about to talk about minor league baseball and Champaign, and you're talking Shelbyville sports. It was just interesting.
It was great because Tony Johnston, who joins us now, and Tony, you used to live in Shelbyville, of course, when they won the state championship, and everybody knows Rich Byers, who played at Illinois.
I did. That was an exciting time. You know, when you're a town of 5,000 people, everybody rallies around the high school. And to win a state championship for a small town like that, it was a huge deal. I mean, everybody was involved. I remember they had an article in the Post-Dispatch that said, in Shelbyville, they don't even lock their doors. And this weekend, everybody in Shelbyville is going to be in St. Louis watching the Rams play basketball. And I thought, boy, what an opportunity here.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks for opening that up, yeah, to everybody. Well, Tony, we're not going to talk about Shelbyville sports the entire time, obviously. We're going to talk to you about some minor league baseball. You are the head of the exploratory committee for bringing minor league baseball to Champaign. How in the world did you get yourself in that venture?
Well, first let me say I do live in Champaign now, and I have lived in Champaign for several years, and I love the town, and I'm a huge baseball fan, always have been, going back to my days as a youth, and I was a big Cincinnati Reds fan with the Big Red Machine. So I now coach a travel baseball team, the Champaign Raiders, in town. I'm an assistant coach with John Staub, who you guys may know as the head coach of the Central baseball team. And John and I coach Will Girard, and Will has a famous father in Champaign. And so Don Girard and I talked a little bit through this baseball season, and I said, Don, one of the reasons I was excited to vote for you was I thought, as I marked that little X in the square, I thought, minor league baseball. And he said, boy, I was thinking the same thing as people were, as I was campaigning. And I said, well, let's do it. Anything you need me to do to help you, I'll be willing to help. And so that I sort of opened my big mouth and got myself into a situation here. I'm really excited about it. The mayor is behind this idea, and I think the city can support it. So we're in the very beginning phases here, and so Don asked me to lead up an exploratory committee to see if this was feasible and how it should be done so that it could be done correctly. And be around for a long time and be a great asset for the city.
Tony, what's the feedback you've gotten preliminarily? I know it's gotten some press lately, gotten the newspaper, News Gazette today, and some TV stations have done it. I know there's going to be doubters. There always are, and I'm sure you've heard from some already. What are your main concerns?
Boy, the feedback has been, 99.9% positive.
Wow.
Just about everybody I talk to says that would be awesome, is exactly what they would say. What they say, if they're interested in baseball or sports at all, they say that would be awesome. There's always going to be people that are skeptical about things, but we're going to look at this from a real businessman's perspective. I'm a businessman. Don has some business experience himself. We're not going to look into a situation that isn't self-sustaining and economically feasible.
Sure.
We think this time it starts with a facility and a good facility and a good team in that facility. And there's a really proven business model out there now with minor league baseball. And that is, if you put a good product on the field, and it's not just about wins and losses, it's about, in a lot of cases, about a good product that the town can get behind, like mascots and a good facility and a fun thing, family entertainment solution for people on a summer weeknight or a weekday, on a Saturday or Sunday, and you can do that affordably. There is actually a good economic model in place, and it's been repeated in several different places across the country. And one of the things our exploratory committee is going to do is go out and look at those success stories and see how we could tailor those to meet Champaign-Urbana's needs.
Well, you got your mascot. He'd be the chief.
Well, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. We don't have a mascot. We don't have any really idea. We're at the very beginning phases here. I think there's a lot of things that could be considered. but I really believe in Champaign as a town that will support a good product. And, you know, we're so driven by the university now that sometimes in the summer people say, well, there's nothing to do in this town.
Exactly.
In the summer. And so this would be an alternative for something fun to do, especially for families that like sports. It's obviously a great baseball town. I've been involved in Little League all the way up through travel now, with a boy at 14 years of age. And so it's really proven that there's a lot of people that are involved in that sport and love that sport, love to go to games. Chicago is a difficult thing to do with the Cubs. St. Louis is a bit of a hike, as you guys know, as you just came back from there for a ball game.
Sure.
And so you can't do that every weekend. But you could do a local team like this every weekend, and it would be affordable, too. So that's what we have in mind.
We're speaking with Tony Johnston. He's the head of the Exploratory Committee for bringing minor league baseball, possibly bringing minor league baseball to Champaign. And, Tony, this is a very, very broad question, but what in the heck do you do first?
Well, the first thing you do is you surround yourself with really smart people who have done it before. And so the first thing I'm trying to do on an exploratory committee is put myself in a group of people that are a good cross-section of knowledgeable people in the community that may have experience not only in business, but economics and also the business of sport.
Sure.
And so that's the first thing you do. And then you start to think about what would be the perfect scenario if you could get the right team in the right facility and offer the right product. You start to imagine that, and then you say, is Champaign big enough,
right.
and will Champaign support it, and can it be done? And so I think the first thing you do, besides just getting people excited and getting the ball rolling momentum-wise, is you start to surround yourself with people who say, hey, I've done this before, and I can help you skip some of those pitfalls and tell you some of the things that will work.
And, Tony, I know you guys are talking about maybe trying to get a minor league team, which would be MLB-affiliated. There's also, obviously, the independent leagues. Would you prefer a minor league team, and what would you have to do to land one of those?
Well, I can't say that I'd prefer one. I think it would be super cool to have an affiliated team. I mean, obviously, that would provide a level of excitement from the standpoint that the players you're seeing now you could see playing at the major league level later or would see playing at the major league level later.
Right.
But there's also some really quality baseball being played in the independent leagues and even in the amateur independent leagues. If you look at what's going on in Wisconsin and Minnesota with that Northwoods League, there's some really quality baseball and good products. And so you don't want to pin yourself down to saying, hey, we got to get a single A or we got to get a triple A or, you know, so you keep your mind open about all of those things. How would you go about procuring a team that's already affiliated or trying to get a team affiliated? I think in a lot of cases, Jeremy, if you decide that you want to go whole hog and get a team that's affiliated, you got to find a team that's already established that might be willing to move.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to find a team that's in economic turmoil and might be closing and see if you can fill that gap. I don't know much about that process, and that's why I'm trying to get some people who do have some experience with that. But if you just do a search on how many minor league baseball leagues there are out there, and minor league being a wide scope and encompassing everything from amateur all the way up to AAA, there are so many different leagues at so many different levels, and you might find an affiliated team that draws 1,000 people a night and a non-affiliated team that draws 6,000 people a night. And so there really is that differentiation. And I just want a successful team. I want a team that the town can get behind and that someone can come in and run as a business and be self-sustaining.
Makes sense. Tony Johnston, can you stick with us through a break?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, we're going to do that. We'll take a break back with Tony Johnston and talking some minor league baseball. We actually have a question from a caller, Tony, when we come back. We'll do that next. Hey and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lante. He is Jeremy Werner. We are the A&J Show. And this hour, we're talking about Minor League Baseball in Champaign-Urbana. Mm. Can we make it work? Tony Johnston is the head of the Exploratory Committee, and Tony is on the phone with us. Tony, we had another Tony in Champaign had called in, and he wanted to know how your team, or this, not your team, obviously, our, you know, the Champaign-Urbana team, would conflict with the team now in Normal, the Normal Corn Belters. I'm sure that's something you've thought about, correct?
It is, yeah, and that team is a fairly new team. It's in the Frontier League.
Right.
The Frontier League is an independent league, not affiliated with Major League ball clubs. They have several teams around the area. They have a real nice new facility in Bloomington that seats 7,000 people. It doesn't seat 7,000. 7,000 is the capacity. They do have some lawn seating areas, so they have seats and then lawn areas. It's a great facility. It's a template that I think we want to look at. Would it conflict? Meaning, would it, you know, pull fans away
right.
from Bloomington to watch games in Champaign or vice versa? I really don't think so. I mean, I think there's enough to go around, and I think that the model that we would look at would be a team that Champaign itself, or let's say Champaign, Urbana, St. Joe, Mahomet, Savoy, that general area, Champaign County, maybe throw Tuscola in there, maybe throw Rantoul in there, that group could support independent of people coming in from Bloomington or people from Champaign going over to Bloomington. I don't think if you did the demographics, I don't think you'd see a large number of people from Champaign
right.
migrating over to Bloomington to watch that team to the point where it would have an adverse effect. Now, you might find some overlap there around Farmer City or Decatur or something like that, where people would decide, are we going to go to Champaign to watch the game or go to Bloomington to watch the game? But we really don't have a negative feeling that there's, you know, there's not enough. If there's enough for enough people in Champaign to support it, then I think it'll be great. And any overflow would just be gravy.
And, Tony, when you look at the past, there was a couple teams, the Champaign County Colts. It was kind of a college-level team. Then the Champaign-Urbana Bandits, a minor league team that was only here for a year. So that passed, but both those played at Illinois Field. You want to build a new field. That would be the plan along I-74, Mayor Girard was saying. But one big factor, I think, about playing it at Illinois Field is you can't have alcoholic beverages. You can't have beer. And I think no matter what you think about it, whatever you think about it morally, beer drives a lot of people
sure.
there. Is that a big reason why you wanted away from Illinois Field?
Well, I think that I'm not going to say that alcohol is a big reason that we wanted away from Illinois Field or specifically that we want away from Illinois Field. I think probably the larger reason would be that there's an opportunity here to put a multi-purpose facility in the city of Champaign that's privately controlled. And that multi-purpose facility, when it's not controlled by the university, like it or not, the university has a level of bureaucracy and red tape to be able to do anything at that level. There's insurance issues, liability issues, all sorts of things like that, availability issues. And so I think what Mayor Girard's vision is to have something that's independent of that. And if you could sell beer at the ball game, I think those do go hand in hand. I mean, that's kind of a become the American way for baseball is to have a dog and a beer while
exactly.
you watch the game, and I agree with that, but I don't think that's a major factor for why we would not want to be involved with Illinois Field. I think it probably has more to do with the fact that we believe that Champaign has the mayor has a vision, and Champaign has the facility to be able to deliver a product or put something on Champaign's land that would be independent and could be controlled and operated on a private level. And so I think that's more of the reasoning for that. And it could take something that is maybe an area that right now doesn't have any activity in it and bring economic activity to that area. And it would be then a benefit to all of the other businesses that are nearby, the restaurants, the shopping, the hotel, motel industry. Maybe if it was walking distance from downtown, imagine how great it would be if you could be downtown on a summer night, walk up a path to the ballpark, and
sure.
then walk back to downtown for dinner or drinks or something like that. So I think that's more of the reason than not wanting, than specifically wanting to have alcohol sales.
Tony Johnston joining us. He is the head of the exploratory committee for possibly attempting to bring minor league baseball possibly to the Champaign-Urbana area. And, Tony, I guess my question there is I'm not even sure about the normal. I believe in normal, that is just a baseball field only. Would you guys build a facility kind of knowing that when the baseball season was over, you'd have other uses for it as well?
This is kind of the fun part of it, Lon, is you get to dream and imagine anything that that could happen there. And we're going to do whatever is economically the right thing to do. But if you look at the product that is minor league baseball now, as I said before, it's less about wins and losses.
Sure.
It's nice to have a team that wins, but it's more about family entertainment.
Yep.
And so if you can think about that facility as being a potential place to have a concert or a potential place to put an ice skating rink on center field during the Christmas season.
Hmm.
Or having a place where you can tailgate, or maybe tying some other baseball fields to it and some of the local tournaments that
sure.
play on those baseball fields, and then imagine a championship on that, in that fantastic minor league facility. Imagine, if you want to dream with me for a little bit, imagine the Big Ten Championship alternating between Columbus, Ohio, and Champaign, Illinois, and being able to host the Big Ten Championship, or being able to host the state baseball tournament, or having some sort of an event like that, a great all-star showcase of young baseball talent. And then you can start to think about other things that could happen. Of course, a lot of it's dependent on how much space there is and how much parking would be necessary. But right now, we're going to look for what can be done. But to answer your question in one word, yes, I think it would be something that would be multi-purpose that we would want to use 12 months out of the year as opposed to just the 3 months in the summer.
And, Tony, I think everybody loves these ideas that you come up with. But ultimately, I think the final question comes to dollars and cents. And when you talk about Champaign-Urbana, I think a lot of residents say, well, what burden do I have as
right.
a taxpayer? What would be your plan going ahead to raise money to fund this kind of venture, which would be very expensive?
Well, I think it would be privately funded. I mean, my vision is that it would be privately funded. Now, I won't say it would be 100% privately funded, but I will say that of the tax revenue that would be needed to do it, none of it would, it wouldn't mean raising people's property taxes, or it wouldn't mean, raising state or taking money out of the state income tax. It would be funded privately, and then the city has, having the mayor and the city behind it would be great, because there are some things that the city can do as far as TIF districts or tax breaks that could be given to a good business, and this is no different than any other business
sure.
that would come to town. It's not a baseball play, it's a business play. And so all of those things are easier when the city's behind you than when the city is against you. And so that level of bureaucracy and red tape, those doors would be opened. But, Jeremy, I see this being nearly 100% privately funded, and a private venture with ownership going forward, not at the burden of the taxpayers, not with a regular pull of money from city coffers or county coffers to be able to subsidize this. Absolutely not. It needs to be self-sustaining. It needs to be privately held. It needs to be a business and operated like a business. And if it won't work that way, that's exactly why we're doing the exploratory committee. If it won't work that way, we do not want to get in a situation where we've got a facility that we don't have leased and don't have a tenant in, and we don't want to get in a situation where they're here for a year and gone.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be something that lasts for a long period of time. It needs to be sustainable, self-sustaining economically.
Well, Tony, let me talk to Stevie J. Maybe we could have the Tay and Jay Show Stadium. Does that sound good?
You bet. Maybe we'll need somebody to cover the game.
There you go.
Little play-by-play in color.
There you go. I like that. Well, Tony, I tell you what, this is exciting stuff. When I first heard about this and then I read a little bit on it, and now having you on today, I mean, I think I'm like you. I mean, I think there's just as endless opportunities here, and I think it could bring something fantastic to the Champaign-Urbana area, which, as you and I know from seeing it, a lot of people support the baseball around here, and not just in Champaign-Urbana, but in the other towns, and I think it could be something that could be dynamic for this area.
I do too. And I'm very excited for people to give us their feedback. Like I said before, there are some people that have been doubting whether it can happen or not. We're going to take a very serious business approach to it. And as I also said before, most of the people that you talk to are very positive about it, very dynamic, and very excited about it. And I think it could be a great thing for Champaign for a long time to come.
Tony, how would they get a hold of you if somebody had some interest in either A, helping, or B, had kind of a plan that they'd like, you know, a question, et cetera? Are you throwing that out there yet, or do you want to wait till you get the committee, et cetera? But how would they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. I've got an email address.
Okay.
It is Champaign, M-I-L-B. That's Minor League Baseball, M-I-L-B.
Okay.
At gmail.com. And on Facebook, if you search for Champaign, M-I-L-B on Facebook, we've got a Facebook page.
Right. And that's a way everybody can kind of get on there. That's the day and age. We can use Facebook now to push this thing along. That's about how it works. Well, Tony, good stuff. We're going to kind of open up the phones now for a while to all of our listeners and see what they think about this and see if minor league baseball is something that would be a good idea and it's something that they would support. So we appreciate you coming on with us, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the future as we get closer maybe to this thing becoming a reality.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. You're doing a great job. I listen to you all the time.
I appreciate that, Tony. That is Tony Johnston. He is the head of the Exploratory Committee. Jeremy, I like this.
Well, I like it. I want to know what Champaign, Urbana, and everyone else in the area. What do you guys think? I mean, do you think this is feasible? Do you think this is going to happen, or do you have concerns? Give us a call, 217-359-2255. That's 359-2255. We want to hear from you guys.
Yep.
Would you support this team? What would it take for you to support an independent team or a minor league team?
Let's talk about that next. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.